It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Gosh, we're almost at the end of July. If you haven't been out and just tearing it up in your backyard with grills or smokers or rotisseries or deep fryers or whatever it is that you like to cook on, it's time to get started. But I bet that most of the people here have been doing it now for a few months. So, but I'm Jop. Barbecue Bob is attending a family wedding on the East Coast. We'll talk to him a little bit later. So sitting in with me is Chaz, the Baritone of Beer. Always a faithful backup for me when Bob's out of town. It's good to have you here, Chaz.
Thanks, Jop. You know, those guys got to get off their mower, man.
Right. Yeah.
Let that grass grow a little bit and get some grill smoke going.
That's right. Exactly. You know, the grass has been this. Hasn't this been just like a crazy summer? We get dumped on with rain and then we get the high 70s, 80s, and even 90s. And grass grows in that weather, man.
It's growing fast. I got rabbits running all over the yard.
You know what? We do too. We do too. Like crazy amount of them in the neighborhood right now.
Come season, we might have to harvest some.
Yeah, right. Yep. It could happen. If the traffic doesn't get them, they're kind of, you see a bunch of those.
Oh, around your house. That's big trouble.
Right. Yeah. The dummies are doing that. But anyway, so speaking of grilling, I've been doing a lot of catering, an inordinate amount. I'm fortunate, but deals are finding me, and I've come to a conclusion, which is surprising to me, but the beans don't go no mo. I keep bringing, you know, I get a barbecue for 50, I'll get a barbecue for 70. I make a full hotel pan of beans for those, and they're good. I mean, people that like beans like my beans. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying we got to figure it out, right? I'm telling you, to a T, every one of the barbecues that I've done, there's at least half of the beans left over that I would have thought that they would have eaten. And I just think that they're good. I'm telling you, they're good. People love them.
Are we moving into the mac and cheese generation?
You know, and I'm getting requests for cheesy potatoes, and I've never gotten that before. That seems so much like a funeral or, you know, something like that, but people are switching over to
it's
the potatoes.
It's that cheesy thing. It's kid-friendly.
Yeah, maybe. Yep, I get it.
And so, the kids are having kids now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know what? There's something to be said about that because, you know, I give away these barbecues to a lot of charities around. And then when I go deliver them, we talk about the menu and, you know, what else you want. And mac and cheese is way up there on the list if there's any kids around, right? And but we'll see. It's just been something I've been noticing in the last maybe 2 or 3 months that the beans, they're just not as popular as they used to be. I serve them warm. I don't serve them cold. So, I mean, I think it's as good as a bean can get, but it's just weird. You know, people's tastes are changing. So, but in skinless, boneless chicken thighs, real popular.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. Yeah.
And I've noticed that on some of the events, we've started doing them. We got spicier ones and then just plain.
Right.
And the spicier ones going first.
Yep. So tell me about, because I'm all the time trying to up my game. Right. And when I say skinless, boneless chicken thighs, my go-to is a sweet teriyaki marinade. There's a brand out there called Mr. Yoshida, and you can find it in some stores. Bigger stores might have it, but I get it online because I buy it in a gallon jug because I use a lot of it.
I've seen it in your garage.
Right. So, and it's good, and you marinate the chicken thighs in it, but it's a flavor profile, and that's the one it's my go-to. Everybody likes it, but so what, when you say spicy, what would you do?
Well, instead of marinating, what we're doing is just an hour or two before, we're hitting it with some adobo.
Okay.
Just that cheap, generic Mexican universal spice. Turn that over in there with just a little black pepper. And if your adobo doesn't have that hint of garlic, add a little garlic powder in there.
Okay.
And stuff. And just let them rest with that.
Right.
And all that pump that normally comes, unless you go to Sobeys, in that thigh.
Right.
Is going to come out and hydrate the seasoning and lube it all around and turn it into a marinade.
Right.
And then I'm just grilling them.
Okay.
And, you know, if it's a small party, I'm grilling them and temping them.
Yeah.
But if it's a bigger party, I learned you only got to go up about 150.
Right.
On them. Throw them in the pan. They're going to coast on the way up and you're going to put them in a holding chafer or whatever.
Yeah. And generally what I do is because it's capacity, right? I've got the Tech as the only gas grill I work on. And I can get maybe 20 or 30, 20, 25 thighs on there at one time. And oftentimes I need 70 or 80 of them, right?
Yeah.
So I do them on the big, the smoker. And I'll smoke them because I can get them all on a rack. But you're right. I stop before they're at the 165, 170 where I want them. And I let them, put them in a pan and a little moisture on them. I'll use a little chicken stock.
Yep.
And then put a cover on it, whether it's foil or whatever you use. But cover them tight and they steam in there. There's more moisture that comes out of them. They hold really well. And when you get there, they're delicious.
I might have spilled a beer in there once.
Well, yeah. Yeah, there's that too. Depends on who the audience is, but I don't think any little tyke. He just sleeps a little better tonight.
Oh, a little bit ain't going to kill him.
Right, exactly. I get it. So, but did you do anything good this week on the grill or the smoker?
Well, you know, I got that pizza oven like yours.
Oh,
and
oh
I
yeah,
went
you're
camping.
Getting going on it. No, no, no. You didn't go camping. You went to the bring your own pool party, didn't you?
Well, that too.
Oh, okay.
That too. It's been a couple weeks since I've seen you.
Yeah.
But and I took the pizza oven to the bring your own pool party too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you guys don't know what a bring your own pool party is, everybody gets on Amazon and buys a $15, $20 blow up pool. And you go over to that friend's house that likes having parties but doesn't have a pool, doesn't really have a deck, no draw at their house except they're willing to spend the money on the water.
Right.
And let everybody fill up their little pools. And then pretty soon you got people jumping pool to pool and you put your cooler next to it. It's a grand time. I'm going to have to show you the video I shot with the drone.
I'm thinking that this neck is pretty red if you're going to that. But that's good, man. Hey, so I'm sure there's stories you can tell, maybe not on the air, about the jumping from pool to pool.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. But is this a suits optional thing? Or
no, everybody, no, okay. Everybody pretty much keeps their suits on.
As far as the radio
sliding
goes.
Around.
Yeah.
And but I had the pizza oven there for the night before because a lot of people come by and drop their pools off, fill them up so they warm up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't want cold water.
You know,
and the headlights would be on. Woo.
Some of these people with well water and it comes deep.
Right.
And so we had a little pizza party.
Okay.
And then the week before I was camping and I learned something you're going to be just floored over.
Okay.
That pizza oven works for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. It's hot, though. I mean,
I got some 5-inch cast iron skillets.
Okay.
I got a half dozen of them.
Sure.
I put them in a couple in at a time and preheat them. Get your big welding gloves on.
Yep. Yeah.
You can do this on the grill, too. Just preheat them. I pull them out. I throw some hash browns in the bottom. I throw some sausage or ham chunks in there, and then I throw a crack an egg in there, kind of give it a fork back and forth,
right?
Not too complex. Throw some cheese on the top and slide it right back in.
Ooh.
And it makes this breakfast bake that then you pull it out, and I've just got these pieces of 2x6. I'm real fancy, you know, that I set the pan on and I in front of somebody and they have breakfast.
Wow.
And then
not even a breakfast pizza. That's just breakfast.
That's just
good.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
And these little cast irons clean up at the campsite so slick.
Oh, yeah. If you got a seasoned piece of cast, all you got to do is put a little water on it and wipe it out with a paper towel, and you're ready to go the next time. Nothing sticks to those if they're seasoned right.
Yeah, and I mean, I carry one of those little stainless steel
chainmail
things.
Yeah.
That knocks any chunks off.
Yep.
Then you just pop them back in the oven, warm them up. To dry them, because you always want your cast dry. That way they don't rust.
Yeah.
Maybe a little oil on them.
Yeah.
And then you gave me a pool chemical bucket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A few of them.
So I washed it out.
Well, yeah.
And I cleaned it up real good. That's my storage unit now for the cast iron.
Oh, there
skillets.
You go. Yeah. We've got a handle on it and everything. You
it closed it up so the varmints don't get into it or anything.
Right.
And it's so easy to grab, throw into the camping rig, and off we go.
Wow.
And boy, my friends,
you know,
were
I'm
impressed.
Doing that this weekend. You know, tomorrow morning, that's going to happen. I got to try that.
Oh, Mama's going to be impressed.
Yeah, because I've got a couple smaller skillets. I mean, everybody, if you're a grilling guy, you got a lot of everything, but I got several skillets, all different sizes, and I know the exact ones I'm going to be using for that.
Yeah.
Could you make one for a little bit bigger one, maybe like an 8-inch or a 10-inch, and make it for two people?
Sure.
Yeah.
And it just worked out so slick. And they were so impressed. I had special breakfast cast iron.
Yeah.
I'm going, well, you know.
Right. Yeah. Was that a Meet 'em a thing or did you?
No, that was Bezos.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the fundamentals of grilling a little bit. Had a couple kids that were interested in learning the craft, so we had to teach them a little bit. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.